This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. China says 17 more people have become infected with a new coronavirus strain. Meanwhile, U.S. health officials are now screening for the virus at three airports. More from VOA's Michelle Quinn.
At New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport, one man in transit with his wife and children said the health screening was a simple process.
15 minutes? Very simple, and they made it very easy to get through.
Screening is also happening in other cities around the world. People who went through the screening in San Francisco said it was an easy procedure. Passengers were asked a few questions on a form, as described by Sunny Xing, a student who spent just 3 hours in Wuhan on a flight layover.
If you felt sick and all of that, and I think that was, if you felt sick and like my personal information, where I live and stuff like that.
Citing passenger privacy, a spokesperson with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention declined to say if any passengers from Wuhan were flagged at the three U.S. airports for possibly having the virus. Michelle Quinn, VOA News, San Francisco.
The U.S. lawmakers managing the impeachment case against U.S. President Donald Trump have filed a brief laying out their arguments supporting charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress against the president. The president's legal team issued a rejection of the House's impeachment, calling the charges against Mr. Trump a dangerous attack on Americans and their right to vote. Mr. Trump's impeachment trial starts Tuesday in the Senate. SpaceX will try again today to test its emergency escape system on its new crew capsule. High wind and waves at the capsule recovery site forced the company to scrub Saturday's test. For more on any of these stories, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News.